All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Gary, what's more random than an algorithm?
I always assumed algorithm was not random. Was the idea behind it, but
what about
don't actually know what that means.
What about a fresh untrained algorithm?
Oh, what about a fresh untrained algorithm?
Ooh. Let's celebrate good times. I will. I do like the idea of Al Gore's rhythm being the metronome beat on a Casio.
he's the most two over four time signature man. Okay, so you've got a fresh untrained Al Gore rhythm.
I have a fresh untrained Al Gore rhythm on YouTube. We're just going to see what it recommends to us, and then we're going to turn that into a game that we're covering.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we'll just roll this up. Fake name 123, and whoa, that is just a bunch of Manosphere stuff.
Manosphere.
Weird.
Manosphere. I was thinking like Final Fantasy VII, the Manosphere, that kind of thing.
We got to kill a lady for the Manosphere. No, here we have uncucked lumberjack. Got, I don't think that's anything. We've got high value Bugatti. It's a whole bunch of supplements. Oh, here's something. The Alpha Zone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We got the Alpha Zone. Let's get alpha'd. Let's figure out. Let's go to a zone where only alphas exist. It's fucking miserable.
It's there's nobody to prey upon. Sigma comes along and destroys them all or whatever. Any of this, I hate this.
Game computer. Something there's probably a game called Alpha Zone. That sounds pretty. Oh, it's not as cool as I thought. Keith Courage in Alpha Zones.
It's significantly worse than you thought.
Yeah. Woof.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering 2. That's Fenrelliania. Good one.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah. This week, we are talking about Keith Courage in Alpha Zones, a game I didn't know exist because I didn't know that the TurboGrafx 16 existed until well after they were all paved under.
This was in magazines and stuff. This is the TurboGrafx 16. We have Mario at home.
Yes.
Yeah. If there's ever, it's very much so. I remember seeing write ups and stuff for this. Never played it until now.
Yeah.
I'm good. I wasn't missing out on too much.
No. If my eyes ever saw this, it was the Westworld thing. This doesn't look like anything to me.
Even
at my young age. Yeah.
Yeah. And like now I'm into zones. Like if somebody is in alpha zones, I'm like, there's multiple zones. Like, what does that mean exactly? Like, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But as a kid, this wasn't going to do anything for me. And as an adult, in terms of as a game, this does nothing.
Yeah. It's not really working. So this was a pack-in game, for the TurboGrafx 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they we have Mario at home is what it is. We got the version called Keith Courage. In Japan, this was a licensed game for Spirit Hero Wataru, which I imagine it was slightly less dorky than the story we got, where it is the forces of NICE, NICE, the Nations of International Citizens for Earth, versus the BAD, the bad, the beastly alien dudes.
Yeah, it's upsetting to me. Nobody needs to hear a rant from me about how people can take anything seriously, but just insert whichever one of those you remember. Here, because this is what that fired in me. I was just like, really? Like, yeah. You're not asking for more than that. You're not going to ask for better than that.
No,
you know, no,
no.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. And I'm thinking like, oh, so like, all right. So where are these alpha zones? What do they entail? In reality, it's an alien invasion thing, and you got to go deal with the aliens that have taken root.
Nothing alpha about it. Like you spend half the time in kind of like, you know, platform feudal Japan, mm-hmm. As you would in say like an Alex Kidd game. You know,
yes,
and this is very weird banjo music, and then you turn into a robot, uh-huh. and you go underground. These are alpha zones, and you're a robot who has the exact same fucking moveset uh-huh. you do as a human, except you're a little faster. This is the thing about giant anime robots that drives me nuts. Where like they'll just have a sword, and I'm like, I can use a fucking sword.
Yeah,
like why? You know, like this is the exhibit A in why mm-hmm. I think that's lame. Like it's the same. It's just a guy.
Yeah.
You're just a guy. You move faster, but you're just a guy.
It is very funny too, because the animation very specifically implies that Keith Courage is anamorphing into the robots.
Yes.
It's not like a, you know, like a boarding sequence or anything. It's not like he's beamed up.
You take a rainbow bridge.
Yeah.
You take the Bifrost. Like it is, you take the Bifrost to it. Like
I love the idea of him taking the Rainbow Bridge, like just curled up with his owner in a vet. Like it's a lethal injection.
you take the bridge to Terabithia to Mechtown.
he gets tucked everlasting. Yeah, yeah.
This Scarlet Ibis motherfucker gets. But yeah, you take the Bifrost to turn into this. It does a thing I hate in video games, where they need to make your mech form seem powerful. And mm-hmm. the way they do that is making your human form shitty. So you have the least satisfying walking speed of any platformer I've played, where your animation is moving much faster than your character is moving.
Yeah.
In a way that recalls like bad Game Maker stuff.
Yes.
Like to me. I think that fucking sucks. The only redeeming factor of this game to me is that some of the mechs are really funny. In the first level, you run into one and it just has a giant revolver for a head that you fight. I love that guy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Although there is somebody in the Game Facts reviews who wants to give this game a ton of credit, because in what other game can you fight a robot with a gun for a head?
I don't know. It seems like it's not that rare nor that big of a box, you know, back a box quote.
Yeah.
No. To me, it was a funny design.
Oh, it's very funny. Yes.
Whereas there's no good designs in the rest of the game.
No.
You know, like anytime you're actually just Keith Courage in this, it sucks.
Yes.
Real bad. And the only reason it's good when you're a robot is because you have weird enemies and because you move faster than molasses.
Yeah. When you are Keith Courage, I think there's a little bit of this problem too with the mech, but it has that just very bad. I associate this with like PC platformer kind of things where running, jumping, and attacking are all modal. Like every one of those will like stop you before you go and do them. So attacking while running is a thing. Also, this commits one of the cardinal sins. Like a ton of NES games do this, but like.
Edge just, spawning, like unlimited edge spawning.
Yeah, unlimited edge spawning. But the majority of the enemies that you fight are one half your height, so you have to duck in order to get an attack off of them.
Weirdly, a lot of your attacks will still hit them, or like a lot of the enemies, you'll still hit them. It's more of a hitbox thing. Mm. Like you can just attack, and it doesn't look like you will hit them, but you will.
Okay.
You also like you have 4 health points, 4 hearts, but that doesn't equal 4 hits.
No.
Like some hits don't take a full heart. Like there's all kinds of just like very basic game design shit that this fucks up.
Yeah.
For being the flagship, you know, pack and title for TurboGrafx-16. Really irritating.
It's weird because like I don't associate Hudson with much better than this when it comes to action games or whatever. But like I associate them with a little bit better than this.
Hudson are a company I think that lost their way after the NES, basically.
Yeah.
Like the 16-bit era for them, there are some good games, but like they're no longer, you know, an also ran, you know, tertiary good developer. Mm-hmm. They just kind of lose it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, this doesn't feel like this couldn't be made on the NES. It's more graphically impressive, but nothing else that's happening is that impressive. But the nuts and bolts just aren't there. Yeah. Really dislike this game. I was surprised by how much I dislike it. Like, we play way worse things on the show all the time. This just felt gross in my hands.
Yeah.
You know, and did not have anything to recommend it.
It does make a very bad case for the TurboGrafx-16.
When Hardcore Gaming 101 doesn't like it, you know, and it's based on an obscure anime. Like, I love, you know, again, that the man's a saint. That's a great website. But they just, if something is based, you know, we did that, what is it? That thing last time, that weird, MS Paint platformer.
Rebel
Angel or whatever.
Or, Rapid Angel. Yeah.
Rapid Angel. And they're like, no, this has a lot of charm to it. If Hardcore Gaming 101 can't find charm in it, like, you got a real problem.
Yeah.
So, boo. What is up with why was pack-in games something only Nintendo understood? Like, eventually Sega got Sonic, but initially it was Altered Beast. And then you have this, but Nintendo always has bangers in their pack-in. It's like Tetris, you know, Mario, Super Mario World. Like, they understand, let's give away the best game because it'll make people like the system.
Yeah.
Whereas every other company was like, I don't know. Throw them this. This is minimum viable product. Throw it out.
Yeah. You know? Even Nintendo, like, they did it for an understandable reason given the American market or whatever. But, like, I don't know. Rob the Robot was a pack-in originally.
for like an edition.
Yes.
Like, that's true. But, like, that's, it wasn't their only pack-in. Yeah. They had multiple pack-ins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, the NES was definitely super, super huge with that, like, because, yeah, you got Mario, but then you just kept getting Mario, but it was in a combination cart. So, like, Mario Duck Hunt, right? Or Mario Duck Hunt Track and Field.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and Track and Field is a bad pack-in title, but if it comes with Mario, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. It's just always a weird thing. Other systems, and now we don't even get pack-in titles. I guess the last good pack-in title we got was the PS5 with Astro's Playroom or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You get that. Like, a lot of the time when you get when you buy like a Meta Quest, you'll get you'll get a Beat Saber or Resident Evil.
They give you a promo for them. Like, although the Quest I bought for Liv came with those games.
Yeah, yeah. Although even I got the Quest 3 yesterday, and weirdly that has it says, like, hey, this includes this game. I'm like, all right, I'll have something that uses the new features. No, that game comes out in December. Hey guys, what are you doing?
That's real weird.
It's a pre-order.
Beating the rush.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
No thanks.
So, yeah, I don't know. That made me crankier than I. Excuse me, than it should have.
I'm poking around on Huzzun's Wikipedia. They made a game called Nuts and Milk.
I'm familiar with Nuts and Milk.
Yeah.
Last. that segues into something I wanted to talk about anyway.
Okay.
And I don't know if this digression has legs.
Okay.
So you'll have to tell me if this is just me being a Starman or if, like, this is real.
Okay.
Okay. The other day, not high. I was thinking about how
my t-shirt about not high raising questions.
There's a lot of questions answered by my t-shirt. I was thinking a lot about how strange it is that I read an article. Okay. Back up. I read an article about how cow milk sales are down.
Okay.
Okay. And I was like, okay, cow milk sales are down. Well, I don't know anybody who drinks just straight up drinks milk. Like, that makes sense to me that it'd be down. And then I just started, I'd never really thought about before how weird it is to, from a species relations point, how weird it is to drink animal milk. Like, you have this thing for your babies, but we're just going to take it as adults and, like, you know, drink it. Like, yeah. It's kind of a weird thing to do to a cow.
A little bit.
You know, like, and we do it to all kinds of animals. Like, it is a huge flex of humanity's dominion that, like, hey, the stuff that your body makes specifically for babies, we put it in cakes.
Yeah.
Like, we don't give even two shits about it. We're going to fool your body into thinking you have babies.
Uh-huh.
You have no babies. And then we're going to steal this from you. It's like honey, you know, which is also a weird thing when you think of it interspecies wise, but it's just was like a common thing, you know, like I remember drinking milk all the time as a kid and never thinking about like, oh no, this is just something that like humanity decided like, nah, we're going to take that. That's rough.
This is ours. Yeah. It is weird. And also, it is a little gross if you speak about it in the, most basic terms, dihydrogen monoxide or whatever. Like, yeah, it's like technically a kind of mucus.
Well, there are also places in the world where like milk is gross. They don't accept.
There are whole continents, of people, the majority of humankind does not have the ability to cleanly process,
including the majority of humankind who think that they do.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is also a thing. Like, it is such a square peg round hole concern as a staple.
And it makes sense as a like something that we got to out of necessity, like, okay, yeah, well, we got cows, we can either butcher this thing and eat once, or we can milk it and then preserve this in some form, either like yogurt or cheese or whatever.
And it creates cheese, which is one of the greatest things.
It's an amazing miracle. God bless the person who invented cheese.
Yeah. And just seeing like a calf going to town on some nip and being like, I'll have what he's having, and then you try it and you're like, hey, this is pretty good. My body can't quite digest it, but like, this is awesome. What if we left it out?
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing is just a very odd confluence of ideas to me.
This cereal, not so great. If I'm just eating it out of a bowl with my hands, put some milk in there. Yeah.
Like they used to do.
Yeah, or Beerios.
Like just like drinking small beer. The Townsend small beer that you'd have throughout the day that you'd put in your cereal and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I have migrated to the non-dairy milks more so out of like economic. I'm not strapped for money right now, thankfully, but it's just from a waste standpoint. Because I only ever really use milk. Sometimes I'll put it in some coffee. Sometimes I will have some cereal or what have you. And it doesn't make sense to buy something, in a half gallon that you're going to use maybe half of over the course of, and then it's going to go bad in 10 days. Whereas with soy milk, which has tons of protein in it relative, to everything else, like, oh, that stays good for 2 months. I'll buy a carton of that and it sticks around and it is basically the same thing.
Yeah. So yeah, I drink nut milks.
Yes.
For largely the same reason, for that. And just my body digesting it better. Because now if like I have, the idea of just drinking a full glass of cow's milk, that's something that villains are coded to do in movies now. that's something that the main Nazi does in Inglourious Bastards, and the daughter does on Get Out. Like, you don't just drink milk.
Oh, it is a thing they very specifically chose to code the McPoyles as weird in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, milk is weird. You don't just drink milk. But now, even if like, let's say I'm going to treat myself to some ice cream, like some dairy ice cream, like I'll feel it. It's my body's like, oh, yeah, that's not food.
That's a bad idea. Yeah,
that's not food. Yeah. Whatever that was, it wasn't food. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man.
If I have ice cream after 7 p.m., it is a reckoning.
It is. I'm just like absolutely clam baking myself nonstop throughout the night. Baking brownies. just like burning a hole in the bed. Like, absolutely just awful.
I got a ripped bag of peat moss. It's bad news. Yeah.
Just imagining that, like, if cows could talk one day, and if any animal could talk, there'd be a lot of this. But just like, what the hell was that about? what are you doing? hold up. I was reminded of it because I was I watched YouTube served me a thing. The algorithm served me Lord of the Rings, but every time they say ring, it gets faster. And that is very funny. Like that meme format or whatever you'd call that, not meme, that stunt video format always works on me.
Yeah.
I watched it, and it was reminding me of the B movie ones, okay, which then was reminding me of the central tenet of B movie, mm-hmm. which is similar. Like, B's just being like, what the fuck is this about? You know, like, what do you mean you do that? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a compelling question.
Yeah. You know? I thought the central tenet of B movie was that bees have a stinger, but if they use it, they die.
That comes up very early on in B movie. I watched one of those like B movie, but every time they say B, it speeds up thing. And in the beginning, before it speeds up, they talk about one of their friends who died, and they're like, you only get one stinger, and he used it for that. Yeah, and they're very cold and callous about it. Seinfeld, the bee, Barry B. Benson, does not care about his friends' lives.
I've never seen B movie. All that I have seen is talk show hits that Jerry Seinfeld did about B movie in between railing 17-year-olds. Like that is the factoid that he just kept bringing up in every single interview when they were asking, "Hey, dude, what the hell? What is this fascination that you have? It's why this? Why is this a movie you've always wanted to make?
People know about bees."
Yeah,
he's not revealing any truth. He's also he's been doing current things now where he's trying to backport and say there was no intended romantic tension. You know that movie, like he's not supposed to be hitting on the female lead, and that is weird revisionist history. And it's amazing that Jerry Seinfeld does that. He's not like, yeah, I wasn't hitting on that 17-year-old. He's like, no, that I was doing that. However, in the B movie, the B character is not attracted to the human. I am attracted to children.
Yeah.
The B character was not attracted to humans. Let's get it. Yes. Don't get it twisted.
Like, yeah.
It's a real weird thing to protest.
Yeah. Did you see I think it was a Will article that wrote on the AV Club, but it was like Jerry Seinfeld ominously teases something about the Seinfeld finale.
Yeah. That was, I did see that. That was not a Will joint.
It felt like a Will headline to me.
it's Will's coworker Sam, who has some similar sense of humor. It's about they maybe were rebooting Seinfeld of some kind. Yeah. For some reason people want that.
I'm fine. Like Seinfeld.
I like Seinfeld too. Is anyone really going nuts to see what Frasier's been up to?
Yeah, no.
Apparently, but I don't. It's weird.
I mean, apparently not.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
it's not getting really good reception.
Things keep coming out, and people are like, maybe we didn't want this. We just like to see hearing the name again.
Yeah.
You know, somebody just said Frasier and whatever that little dopamine center is like, oh, yeah, Frasier, I remember that. And then research people are like, go with it.
Yeah. Market research people ignored that Niles and Martin were the heart of that show. So,
Yeah. They're half dead.
You know, I love the idea of just
together they're half dead.
Oh, I'm just David Hyde Pierce, just with a withering dead body, but his head preserved in a jar.
Yeah. You know? And then whoever played Martin, the opposite, like just a rotting skull head on like an unseeing, wildly flailing body that knows not where it is or what it's doing, has no memory, but the only the sense that it should have a memory.
Yeah, just experiencing pure, unadulterated, direct into the spinal cord bio hell.
sensation. Just absolutely untethered sensation with no rhyme or reason to separate it out.
No brain to rationalize the pain away. Just pure reflex.
Yep. Luckily, his experience as a cop taught him to deal with that.
That's what year three of Academy is.
Yeah. It's just like, all right, we're gonna stimulate the vagus nerve until you either come or you enter what we like to call spine hell and recruits.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna send you into the sunken place.
Yeah. Here's the thing you need to remember. There's a Forbidden Police Academy movie where they talked about this, but no one's ever seen it.
Yeah.
It got pulled from theaters immediately. Police Academy 3.5 Spine Hell.
What's weird is they made it with unused and cut footage from Police Academy 3. It was a whole side plot.
It was like Jackass 3.5 or Wake Up Ron Burgundy in that respect.
when Mahoney makes it out of Spinel in time to be sent to Moscow, it's so amazing.
They're just like, hey, Michael Leslie Winslow, how would you like to enter Spinel?
Don't think I didn't hear you furiously Googling.
I couldn't pull that. I was looking for the character name. I didn't even get it. So.
Oh my gosh. There is an empire of pain within you, Mahoney.
Citizens in Spine Hell. Police Academy 4.5. We're just recruiting random citizens to send them into vagus nerve Spine Hell.
Yeah. They're gonna wake up in a tank.
Wait, it's also like, don't forget the second part of that. Some people who go into Spine Hell just get orgasms.
Oh yeah,
from the vagus nerve thing, because that's how people who are paraplegics get orgasms as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes, like it's a modern miracle. Mm-hmm. That we can stimulate. There's like a orgasm button that can work.
Yeah,
nerve wise.
Yeah. No. Basically, we have just reinvented somehow an even more perverse Hellraiser. In this.
Yeah.
For some people, Spine Hell is heaven.
Yeah. It sorts people into the comers and goers. You know, so to speak, like, and you luck out. It's a very exacting process at the Academy.
Yeah.
Really, police is an acronym. It's not. It was never actually an Academy for Law Enforcement.
No,
we just needed a cover.
You can lie to yourself, but you can't lie to your spy.
Yeah. Just like under it, like goofy Comic Sans text. You can lie to yourself, but not to your spine.
The chief of police gets up to give the talk, but instead of the sex worker giving a blowjob under the podium, he just looks down at Mahoney, just convulsing, eyes rolled back, just fully spine hell locked.
Yeah, like a handcuff around his spine, like sticking out. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh man, sometimes we stumble upon something. I think Spine Hell's got legs.
Yeah, it sounds bad to me. I didn't actually wish it on the guy who played Frasier's dad.
Right.
I was imagining somebody being like, oh, that guy's a real guy, he's a talented actor. And like, I know.
Yeah. You're making up a sympathetic guy.
Yeah, exactly. So he's fine. Martin is fine in Frasier.
Yes. Yeah. But he's not fine IRL, where he is, I must insist, just hell. Like inside of a freezer, just flailing around, desperately grasping, seeking, but also repulsed by the sensation that has nowhere to go. It cannot be contextualized.
Only knowing that you should know and knowing nothing else.
Flailing in a void.
Yeah. What an existence that would be. I guess that's the reason why people don't want immortality. Like, who knows if it'll be Spine Hell?
See, that's what I've been literally trying to tell you since like episode two of the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're like, oh, dark gift.
But it could be Orgasm Hell.
But it could.
Orgasm Heaven. Like, it's a coin flip, but you don't know. You might get the good one. You might get the, like, just never-ending vagus orgasm until eternity. Academy. I don't know. Big infinite risk, infinite reward. Go true. For the MOAS, man.
True, true. Okay. Yeah, no, it's Pascal Spinel.
Yeah.
I would much rather assume that Spinel exists. Yeah.
It's a better bet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spine Heaven.
Mm. I don't know.
No. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a terrible fate, but it happens literally every single day.
Yeah, to members of the cast of Frasier.
We're so, coming for your rods.
Just rolling around on the ground. Eddie got the orgasms, though. Eddie is just rolling around without a head, just like constantly coming. It's a mess. They have to make sure Eddie's hydrated.
Yes.
Because otherwise they're just blowing dust and it gets into the lungs.
Yeah, no, but they got no way to like get it into them directly. So they just have to spray them like they're transporting a dolphin.
Yes. They put him in a fruit mister. Like he's just like next time you're picking out an onion, check under them because there might be Eddie under there roiling around getting moisture.
Just blasting ropes.
just blast and pound all over your produce.
Oh, God.
Well, this certainly has me beat, Fraser. I'm not sure what's going on with the dog.
I dare say Eddie's medical needs are getting in the way of me making it to the premiere of La Boheme.
This ever-coming super dog is certainly putting a cramp in my Seattleite lifestyle. Isn't that right, Roz? Well, at least somebody's coming around here. Roz, you scamp.
Wait till I tell Maris about this.
Father, what do you think of this?
just running as fast as he can into the refrigerator over and over, trying to die, but in vain.
Like a horrible tongue sticking out of the top of his spine, his neck hole. I would watch that Frasier reboot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if more things should have happened between when Frasier ended and now. Mm-hmm. My understanding of the reboot is he just moved to Boston.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah.
enough incident to justify a reboot.
No, it's literally just nostalgia baiting because he's probably going to go to, they reconstructed the cheer set and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Like, what if he got powers or something? I don't know. Something could have happened. I just feel like you could have gone a lot of different directions to revisit Frasier.
Yeah.
Same thing with Seinfeld. Like, if they're going to come back, like, I don't know. It's all the same except for, like, anything Newman touches turns to gold.
It'd be really weird because Newman would be skinny now.
Oh, like, yeah, skinny Newman.
Good for Wayne Knight. I do not think that it was Newman's heaviness was an essential factor in his evilness, but it certainly
it would be a thing that Jerry in character would comment on.
Yes,
you know, is kind of the issue.
Yeah. Why can't I make jokes about how heavy you were?
It's
you don't know the struggles he had. Stop.
I know that AI is stupid, but I am writing in the thing, pitch me a Frasier reboot where Newman can change anything to gold. title, Frasier, The Midas Touch. Logline, the highly anticipated reboot of the classic sitcom Frasier. We take the beloved characters you know and love and introduce a magical twist. Frasier's insufferable... Oh, I Newman's not in Frasier. Frasier's insufferable neighbor, Newman,
discovers the crossover event of the century!
Discovers supernatural ability. The power to turn anything touches into gold. Hilarity ensues as the residents of Seattle, including the ever-aloof Dr. Frasier Crane, and with the unexpected consequences of Newman's newfound gift. One day, Frasier's neighbor and frequent nemesis Newman stumbles upon an old amulet and the mysterious power to turn anything he touches into gold. The discovery leads to a new chaotic chapter in the lives of these familiar characters. Newman, initially dazzled by his newfound wealth, struggles to control his ability, and the group rallies around to help him adapt to his golden touch.
I know you began that by saying AI is bad. Have you considered that it might actually be good?
It's the only thing it's good for.
Oh, yeah,
that anything is happening, but if you just put in, like, sitcom, but one thing changes, it takes... Uh-huh. It's good for taking things seriously that should never be taken seriously. As the gang navigates the ups and downs of Newman's newfound powers, they face numerous challenges in comedic situations. From turning Frasier's beloved antique furniture into solid gold to dealing with a never-ending stream of gold-hungry individuals, the gang must find a way to maintain their relationships and keep their lives from spiraling into chaos.
Yeah, I mean, Newman would immediately be assassinated for upending the economy.
The economy, yeah, you'd be dissected.
You could turn this into a political thriller right quick, actually.
Oh yeah, which I would also watch before the regular Frasier reboot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, no. This is all Frasier is good for, and also this something I retweeted like last week, just pictures of Steve Harvey running from monsters in the woods.
I would love a world where like AI can only be used for fun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, God, we can't have it. Nothing good can stay. Nothing gold.
No,
can stay.
No. Just the perfect shitposting tool, and suddenly it's being used to just completely wreck labor. Good, cool world we've got.
Hate it. That was a fun roller coaster ride of an abject suffering. We went to all the places. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you. This was demanded by Ransom Sum.
Random says, Sum. Thank you.
Random Sum. Yeah. I know you all like zones, and I hear these are some of the first. I got TurboGrafx-16 shortly after release and thought I was extremely lucky. I thought this pack-in game was going to blow my mind. And for a few days, I suppose it did. But soon, the reality sank in. This game sucks.
Well, yeah. Hopefully we took it down to your satisfaction.
Yes. Yeah. Also suggested by Sam Bear. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv at $5 a month. You get 2 extra episodes of it per month in addition to a bunch of other stuff. And you help us out.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. You can leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. You can tell your friends. You can listen to our other shows. And you can join us in thanking Gwen, our producer. Thank you, Gwen.
We just recorded Quackstack. And man, that is a fun show to record.
Always a good time. And look forward to our new show, Real Lich Hours, coming before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Exploration of Baldur's Gate 3 and D&D shit.
Yeah, Forgotten Realms, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's about everything. Yeah.
What should they do until next time?
Until next time, this week's augmented reality game clue is Sharonice 17 Solid.